This week, a huge chunk of humanity was looking skyward for a glimpse of the solar eclipse. And tonight, many in the Muslim world will be looking up, searching for a crescent moon, signifying the end of a month of fasting and the start of the Eid holiday. But in the United Kingdom, tensions over the war in Gaza and rising Islamophobia mean that it's been a difficult month for Muslims, as NPR's Fatima Al-Kassab reports from London.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This ornate hotel banquet hall in the posh area of Mayfair is decorated with lanterns and golden crescent moons. Some of the biggest names in British politics, entertainment, and the arts are breaking their fast with an iftar meal. But the guests say that the mood is somber this year.
Every Ramadan iftar event that I've been to, there's no celebrations. I always say that when you wake up in the morning, you think about Gaza. When you do iftar, you think about Gaza.
Saeeda Varsi is the former chairwoman of the UK's ruling Conservative Party. She says that as a Muslim, she feels the pain of Palestinian suffering in Gaza.
There is a collective sense of trauma that is happening because of what we are watching unfold in front of our screens.
She's worrying about the situation at home too. In the UK, Islamophobic incidents have more than tripled since October the 7th, when Hamas-led militants attacked Israel. Anti-Semitism has spiked too. Death threats have been directed at Muslim politicians, especially the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. In between speeches at the iftar, he told NPR how all of this abuse leaves him questioning whether the job is worth it.
Why do you, as somebody who is of Islamic faith, want to be a politician, knowing what politicians of our background go through? But also, if you're a parent, if you're an uncle, if you're an auntie, why would you encourage your children, your nephews or nieces to become politicians?
Khan is the first London mayor to get the same level of round-the-clock security as the King and the Prime Minister. He's also the first Muslim to hold the job.
You know, my father first came to this country in the 1960s. There were signs on guest house and public buildings saying, no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. And by blacks, that meant anybody who was a person of colour. Within one generation, one of his children became the mayor of London. So we should be incredibly proud of the progress we've made.
He's a member of the Labour Party. The UK government is run by the Conservatives, and they've recently issued a new legal definition of extremism amid ongoing demonstrations over the war in Gaza. Khan and other critics say it is vague and could be used to cut off government funding to some of Britain's biggest Muslim charities.
This Conservative government can't even define Islamophobia or anti-Muslim hatred or racism. What the government's doing is using this to try and divide communities against each other.
Salaam alaikum, ticket holders this way, salaam alaikum, peace be upon you.
Here in London's Trafalgar Square, the clouds have broken and it's pouring with rain. I'm looking at a dozen rows of people who are lining up the steps down onto Trafalgar Square. They're huddled under umbrellas and the rain has not deterred them, and they're waiting to break their fast here. It's one of the last nights of Ramadan.
Ever since everything in Gaza started, it's made me feel closer to the religion, definitely felt, you know, more connected.
Faiza Javed is one of those breaking her fast in the square. She says that growing up, she never felt out of place as a Muslim in London.
I felt quite, you know, I'm from here, I belong here, there's no issue at all. For the first time, I feel like I need to hold my identity a bit closer and, you know, let it shine a bit, yeah. It's made me want to hold on to the faith that people in Gaza are holding on to.
At a time when many Muslims are feeling despondent, Faiza says it is her Muslim identity that gives her hope. Fatima Al-Kassab, NPR News, London.